machzer. You have no way to that on Shabbos. You can't get the soup out. You can't get the cover off. To the end of Rashi. So Rashi says, the chisu dav shenu tov. The first one of the big ones is about it. Megal akteri of yosel avol tomen v'kisa b'dav v'shenu nitol. Oh, yeah, filu tomen b'dav v'nitol v'chisa b'dav v'shenu nitol. It may mix as pia magula if there's no part on the top of the cover that you could touch. It's completely covered with muksum. Lo yito, then you can't touch it. You have nothing to grab hold of it because it's muksa. So that's the chilif. If you can grab something, it's mutter. If you can't grab part of the handle, you have to touch the muksa. There's no heter to move the muksa. If you only have the muksa on top, but the sides doesn't have muksa, it's a poshut eitzom. Pull off the sides, the towel around the side of the pot. Hoyel v'dover nittel, that's a towel you can touch. Then grab a hold of the pot on the side of the pot. Hey, the sides are not muksa now. You grab the side of the pot. And now tilt it to the side. And all the muksa will fall off it. There's a Mishnah lane like that. If you have a barrel of wine, and you have a big oven, a stone on top of the barrel, and the stone is muksa. What's the yetzer? Mato al-tida, tilt the barrel to the side. And the stone falls off it. This barrel is among a lot of other barrels. So you don't want the stone to fall off and fall on another barrel. You don't want the stone here. If you have an etzah makbiya, you can pick up the whole meter, the whole barrel, or matra tzida, and carry the whole barrel to the side and knock it off there. And it falls off there. So Guru Rashi says, can you have an etzah here also? Pick up the pot from the side. Why do we say if the muksa is all on top of the pot, the cover has muksa all around it, you can't get the cover off? About the side of the pot, doesn't have muksa around it, hold the side of the pot, and pick up the side, and tilt it over. So Rashi, Hakim tohosam b'shochach. The only het that you have there to do is the shochach, where you forgot the evan before. It didn't become bosses. Avo b'meniach. Well, let's say you put the stone b'kavonim on top of the barrel, or here you put the hatmona b'ferish b'dat, which you stay on top of the pod. Not the bosses of davar osur. The cover now becomes the bosses of davar osur. Ve'echidim mashenken, ve'echidim megulam mitzosor. But if a little bit of the cover is uncovered, doesn't have muksa on top of it, ain't there tilto? That's not called you be metalto the muksa itself. She mitzadadoi, you only move it on the side. Ve'akisu noifam yelu. And the kisa falls off by itself. This Rashi is not much pili ploy in this Rashi. Taisi has a lot of kashas on Rashi. Rashi is saying that if you have the muksa roll over the cover, so now the cover is the boss of the davar osur. So there's no way to pick up the whole barrel because you're touching the top muksa. So Eshim, we have a lot of you say this, we don't say bosses like this. Because Rashi himself is the kasha. If you can say it's bosses, so why do I care if a little bit the handle is uncovered and you can grab the handle and pick it up? It's still to minatzad, but the whole cover is the bosses. When something is the bosses, the whole kli should become osur. So therefore, the shot we had before us, there's no din bosses here. Because here, the kli is not being mishtamish, the muksir on top of fakir. The muksir on top is protecting the kli. It's working for the kli. So the muksir on top is bottled to the kli. Therefore, there's no din bosses here. As you're putting the muksa on top of the kli to protect the kli. So the ikur is the kli. So the muksa now is bosses to the kli. So therefore there wouldn't be any muksa here. There wouldn't be any bosses. Now you have Rashi's kasha. Why can't you pick up the side? So Tais says you have to say the kimta where you can't do that. Where its mama stuck on top altogether. So even if you pick it up and move it or tilt it, it won't fall off. The only answer to get it off is you have to pick off the cover itself. So if there's a place to hold on to the cover, you're not touching the muksa, it's mutter. But if you can't grab the cover, all around the cover, it's muksum, there's no hechatims to how you get it to fall off, because the Torah now was tight. That's the kimta. But if it wouldn't be tight, then echrami, you'll have Rashi's Eitz, Lalocha, you would have Rashi's Eitz. Because we don't hold this is called Bosses of Dov Rosam. Since the muksum on top is just protecting the pot, so the ikar is the pot, and the pot is not muksum, the cover should also be mutter. It's only a problem, you have to touch the muksum. So that's the eighth. If you have a miksas mokum to grab it, you grab that mokum. V'yim lav. But if the hechatis says we can't get the cover off and it won't fall off, then it's not any light. It's awesome. We have Yehuda Weimer. Nura sal pishtin daka harei kizevel. The Mishnah said if Yehuda holds that Nura shall pishnak the small pieces of flax, that material is moisef hevel. If you wrap it around the pot, not only does it hold the heat, but it even makes it hotter. Is harei hikizevel, it's like something that's moisef hevel, and it's also, those of you the shikia before. The Grashia raised the kizevel, the moisef havola, it's moisef makes it more hotter. Even on Erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to make hatmona with something that's moisef hevel. Because the gzeri will have a coal in there, and you'll hit the coal on Shabbos, it'll be over his tavor. Right, the menichim, the bride, the mishnah, our gersu is, menichim meichom agabi meichim. You put one hot kettle on top of another hot kettle on Shabbos. Hu adin kedera agabi kedera. You can put one pot on top of another pot. The chud is not a shiloh of hatmona, there's a shiloh of bishul. Even though you have one like lalochim, if you have a pot on top of the fire, on top of the blech, and you want to have another pot now to warm up on Shabbos, if it's nizmasher kor tzorkoi, and it's something that's dried, it's not wet, you're allowed to put it on top of the pot. There's no issur bishul there, because it's not nechzik mevashel. So you're allowed to put one pot on top of another pot. Avoloi, our gisur is avoloi. On the side it says we shouldn't be gerus avoloi, because really it's mutter. And Rashi also has the girsa and the tesefta, that they don't not girsa the word loy. But our girsa is, avoloi kedera gabi mechem. You can't put a pot on top of a mechem. O mechem agabi kedera. And the hot kettle on top of the kedera, that's also awesome. But Allah, we hold that both mutters on nafkimina. Since you're just putting one thing on top of another thing, it's not nefzikim of Asham. And kol zaman, what you're putting on is nizbash or kol tzorkoi, it's cooked before Shabbos. And either it's still hot, or else it's something solid, not liquid. So, but something solid we hold ain't bishul acha bishul. So therefore, you'll either put it on top of the other pot. V'taches piva betzik. On the top pot, chriva mamish put dough all around the cover to make sure it stays nice and hot. Obevoloi bishvil shiachaymu. But let's say the pot you want to put on top now has something cold in it. It's like cold water or cold soup. And the reason why you're putting the pot on top of the mechem or top of the kneira is it should heat up. Then avada it's awesome, because then you're going to do a bishul on Shabbos. Is this heter to put one pot on top of another pot is only with a bolt and it's bashed from the bolt hot, or else it's a dove gush, it's something that's solid. Then we say ain't bishul acha bishul. But if it's something that's cold and wet, and now you're putting it on top to cook it up, avada that's also on Shabbos. V'lei bishvil shechayim, you can't, not that now it's cold and you want to make it hot again, ela bishvil shem shemorim. Only even though it's already hot, you just want to retain the heat. So you'll have to put it on top of another pot. Right, look, shame, the same way you can't make hot tomono with something that's hot, kachem, toimnen es tzoinen. As I held this shita, not like we had before. You can't make hot tomono with tzoinen. You have a cold glass of water, and you want the water to stay cold, and now it's in the sun. It's hot outside. You want to put material around the glass to keep it cold. So this man yom holds us awesome. Even though before we held this mutter, and Allah, we passed this mutter, and this man yom holds us also shayach the gzera of atmona. Rashi, the toches pi v'betza, kanilish v'boi joim, if you have dough that was kneaded before Shabbos, kol hanech menicha nami v'shabbos, you can put it around the top part to keep it nice and hot. V'loishi yichoymu, Rashi, shayi el yoin tzoynin, you're not allowed to put the top part that's cold. V'nosnu, and you're putting it now, kidei shayichom, mi'choymo shotachton, because they should heat up from the bottom heat. That's awesome. Elish yeh mishumorim. The only eight trees should be mishumor. Shehoyu shneim chamin. Both pots are hot. The nosno agaba. Why are you putting this soup like on top of the other soup? Shozek kadesh yeh choyma mishtama behen. It's now hot. It's nizbasha kol tzorkoi. They just want to keep the heat. So this is not cold hot tzmona. You're putting one pot on top of another pot. That's mutter. And the Gemara says, "Yin Rebbe hitlat mis soinin." But Rebbe is not there to be matmin in soinin, since it's something cold. There's no gzerin egg to come to heat it up, because if I care, if you want it to stay cold, you will have to do it on Shabbos. That's what we passed it. So tomorrow, another halacha: v'yein meraskin loyes hasheleg v'loyes haborid b'Shabbos. If you have snow or you have ice on Shabbos, you're not allowed to squeeze the snow or the ice to make it melt. You can't make the ice or snow melt on Shabbos. So Drashi Rei Meraskin, Kamei Meraskin, Umeshabrin, to break up the chatichas and dakas, to make into very small pieces. Vorid, Velaz, Velaz, to make ice. You want to chop up ice on Shabbos, that's awesome. So the Gemara, is Lois Abor B'Shabbos, B'Shvil Shizayvu Meimah. If you're doing it with a kavana that you want to get water out of it, as you want the snow to melt into cold water, that's awesome. It looks like you're creating something new on Shabbos. It looks like you're doing a malacha. It's as if you're creating this water. So if you have ice or snow, you're not allowed to squeeze the snow to make it into water, to make it melt. If you have already a glass of soda, and now you want to put ice cubes into the soda, that's mutter. Or you'll take a car into the pot, because there you're not making it melt. You're just putting the ice into the kli, and by itself it's melting. That's mutter. Rashi avnei soter hakoyis shoyayin b'mayis hachama kedei letzanim v'yafal pishin emuach me'elav v'yein hachoshes. You have like a little warm wine, and you want to make it cold now. It's in the summer, so you put ice into the warm wine, so you know for sure the ice is going to melt. But since you're not doing the mice of making it melt, it's melting by itself. That's mutter. If it's snowing outside, you want to wash your hands with snow on Shabbos, it's also for Shabbos. Because by you washing your hands with it, you're making the snow melt, and that's an issa burra, it sounds like you're creating it. But if it happens by itself, then it's mutter. Hadn lecha b'matayim. Just one thing, we learned yesterday that Man Yom, it said before, it came out, it's also to crack the olives on a stone, even in the middle of the weekday we had before. Why? Because you're being mafsid oichel. You're ruining the oichel. So we learn, what was the shaila being put, say, as eisim b'shabbos? So Tosfos and Rashi learns first is, la koisim ala sela, you're taking the olives on Shabbos, and you want to hit it on a stone. Lematik merosin, and you're doing it for kavana to make the olives take away the bitterness, to make it taste well. So what the shalosh should be yosim? It was called a shuri oichlum. Or parach b'chol nam yatiru mihatiru. The ika hefsed oichlum shenifsed hamashka zav mehim. So it learns because you're being mastered the oil that's coming out of the olives. You're losing that. So that's the sound why it's also you're being mastered the oil. But says yes right away. The kashlo fees them. Eshton said ferchavis habedina schita. It should have said hilcha schita later. The yoyt says yes. What's the hefsed oichlum yesh? Even shaysen lasak lasaknum. What are you doing? You have olives, and olives are too bitter to eat. So the way you make them edible is you take the olives and knock it on the stone. That makes it edible. So what's the hefsel eichlim? Forget, you make it better that way. Ice, some juice is falling out, but that's making the eichel better. The third of Nevada, these cases are mutter. The third learns of pshatis and loloch is brought on our faces said. Before us read, malam say loloch upon of yodav raglov. Kihud liyel. Vaderech meizesim lahavro olavin. You want to take olives and wash your hands with them. That's the shiloh. You have no soap. You want to use olives for soap. So by taking the olives in your hands or squashing in your hands like this, the juice that comes out, mamish, cleans your hands very nice. That's the shiloh that's mutter or not. And vice versa, it's awesome. That's called yibi mafsid liyechlim. To take olives and some, it's not for the purpose of the olive itself. You're not eating the olive. The olive you're just rooting. They're using just that soap. That's awesome. That's called yamamish bi mamayis the oichel, and you ruin the oichel. That wouldn't be a heter. Interesting. And the Muri also brings down a locha like that. Now to take oichel and to use it for soap, that's also yibi mafsid liyechlim.
I see people, I know people in certain businesses that use lemons to clean their hands, because that's the only thing that takes up the stain.
Be a shal. This Gemara will be also then.
In their industry, there's certain thing that gets on.
Right.
The only thing that takes it off.
That's mamish this Gemara. The way Tais has learned, there's mamish this Gemara, and Pasha that it's also. Even on the Shulchan Aruch, I didn't see bring down the luck in Shulchan Aruch. But the Miri also says like this, that's called Master Deichel. So that's the next Mishnah. Now, next two problems is going to be about Issa Hoytzah. It's interesting. What the God in your ladder wear? Now, we're going to start off with a behemoth, and the next part is going to be about Be'isha Yotzah. What a person's ladder wear on Shabbos. What's called the Begid? Now, as you say, Tosh, you're not going to carry out on Shabbos. That's called the Masli. Stam to carry something on you, it's a carrying, that's an Issa. Mashenke in a Malbush, to wear a Begid, that's Mutter. You have to know what the heter of a Malbush is. But Chura, some learn it's like bottle to the goof. Or else it's something that serves that your body needs, that's mutter. Now, same thing by behemoth. A behemoth, certain things you want to put around your behemoth to walk out on Shabbos. Now, there's an issa shvisa femto on Shabbos. Just like you're not allowed to do a melacha, you're not allowed to let your behemoth. A behemoth means any balchai. If you have birds, if you have dogs, if you have cats, any animal that you own, you have also a tzivui to watch them. They shouldn't do molacha on Shabbos. So therefore, you're not allowed to let them walk out if they're wearing a masli. And the fact, you're not allowed to put it on them. Maybe if they go out themselves, you have to stop them. If a dog catches something in the street and walks with it, you don't have to stop it. But you're not allowed to put something on your dog to make him walk out with, you make them do an issa. So what is the behemoth allowed to walk out with? Why is it not allowed to walk out with? So Rashi, Lefi she'oda mitzuve al shvisas behemtoi, b'shabbos. The person has a mitzvah deraisa to make sure his behemoths do not go out on Shabbos, not do malachas. They have to rest. Now the chiddush by a behemoth is certain things you put around him, the rein or the bite you put around the behemoth, that's to watch him. The collar, the leash, all these things you need to make him watch them with behemoth heavy tachshit. That's called the tachshit, an ornament. That's the derech. For a heavy masli, that's not called a masli. Something that's an urche and a tachshit means it's like good for the body. That's mutter. Immediately into rebate, but something you put on your dog that doesn't make you don't watch the dog with heavy masli. Then stam it just the masli, and that's also to put on him to walk out with on Shabbos. Is b'meh behemah yotzer b'meh in the yotzer? Yotzer ha'gomel kamach go out b'yafser with the bite around him. That's mutter. You watch him with that. V'nako, let's see, it's a drumil, another animal. The chotem forsh b'gmara has like a nose ring. You put it in the nose, a ring, and then you put your string attached to that ring. So that's also called l'nture, it's mutter. V'luvdikim, befrumbia. You have to put out luvdikim, we'll see in the Gemara, befrumbia forsh b'gmara. It's also the rein around the neck, you have to put on a luvdikim. V'sus, and a horse, v'shir. Also the rope around the horse to tie him down with, that's mutter. Rashi b'shir, k'moy atzada, sovim tzavoroi. Some rope you put around his neck. The tabas kavurbo, and you have a ring there. Or machnisim by ritzua. When you want to tie him down with a long leash, you tie it onto that ring. Or yechevel u'moshchna behema. Or else a long string, and you pull the behema that way. The leash is mutter to put on the sus. V'chol bal yashir yoytzim b'shir. Any animal that usually has a leash around him, you're allowed to let him walk out with on Shabbos. So kids, you're allowed to walk out on Shabbos if your dog has the leash and you have the rope, you're allowed to let the dog walk out that way on Shabbos. That's not called a masli, it's called a derech for netira. That's the way you watch your dog. So Rashi says it's called a tachshit, and Pasha then the svaris is like bottle to the group. We'll see the next parak. The Rashi also says l'shonis like that. Every malbush of a person is called a tachshit. It's like bottle to the group. There's something your body needs, so it's bottle becomes a part of you. It's called a tachshit for you. You could also drag him, pull him with the shear, with the leash. It's mutter. Trashy b'chol bal yashir means going kolovim. We have a dog. Shel tzayodim v'chayis k'tanis v'chayis k'tanis yeshenoistim shiel tzavorim lenoim. It's any type of a dog that all has a leash around him, even small ones. You let it go without on Shabbos. Yoytzim and Nimshachim forash v'gmar. What's the two things? You go out with it, but Nimshachim, and you could also lead him with it. You could pull him with it. But Nimshachim b'shir. O mazin aleihim. Now this leash, when it's attached to the animal, if it became tomei, when you want him, if it touched the mates, so it has tumas mates, how does it become tor? You have to make hazor, you have to spritz from the mechatas on it, yom shvi, you're allowed to be mates and throw the mechatas on it, aleihim, when it's still attached to the animal, v'tevlim b'mkaimun, and you can be tevil the leash the way it is on the animal. And you take the dog and put the dog in the mikvah with the leash on him, and the leash becomes tor. If it became tummy, we'll see in the Gemara how come a leash becomes tummy. A kli for behema doesn't become tummy. Here it becomes tummy because the person uses it. It's like called a holder for the person. The person uses it. It's a kli for nodim. It's mekabel tumim. Put the dog inside the mikvah. If you want to be toivel, the leash, you can stick the head neck into the mikvah and be tabled the way it is. You don't have to take it off the animal. We'll see about the mortos. Either the chatzitza, either the water doesn't get through. We'll talk about what's loose. It's not so tight on the animal. So the Gemara. My nake b'chotim. There are two questions. What does nake mean? And what does b'chotim mean? Okay, the first one, gomel, everybody knows it's a camel. The yafs, that's the bite. But what does nake and chotim mean? Oma rabba barbachona. Nakosa chiyurta. That means white camels. It's white ones, and they're a little more wild. Bizamam other parzla. Here you have to use an iron bite already, a stronger one to hold them down. Since he's more wild, you need a better material. Trashi, my naka or my choitim. My two questions. Chiyurta, she koshelishtam revesha brachas. A white camel runs away a lot, you have to tie him down stronger. Rezama pazozla, muzo balaz. Noikev es choitmoy. You make a hole in his nose. Or machnisim aturchi, put inside it an iron ring. Vukim in tabas. The title of a tabas goes into his nose, but there it's iron. Sat mutter. Vaita beluvdi kimba from via. Omar Rafuna, Chamra Luba. What's called Lubdikim? Those are donkeys that come from Lubia. Bepagi de Parzala. You let it put inside. Frumdia means also an iron of Frumdia, an iron rain around him. Trashi Chamra Lubia. Chamor, a donkey, Habom, and Dinat Lub. That comes from Lub. Kamoya Kushim, Yaluvim, the Asab Divya Yomim. Bepagi de Parzala. Pri Kain Shalonu, Pagai Kamoizek Kona Chamor, Obeis Pagai. That's the rain. Bias Roshul Chayaya. That's something that's by its cheek. What do you call it? The rain that you put on the chamor. That's mutter from to go out with on Shabbos. And here you have an iron one. Because he's wild, you have to watch him like this. So chamor Lubdiga, the donkeys that come from Lubia, the Pagi the Parzla, a rain made out of iron. Levi Shoda Zuzin Levechu Zoyi. Levi gave some money to Vechu Zoyi. Lenizvon Lechamra Lubia. He heard of this Gavaltika donkey that comes from Lubia. He wanted to buy him one. Hey, he lived in Babel. He didn't know how to get to Lubia. So he asked him, you travel sometimes to Lubia. Buy him, do me a favor, buy him the donkey there. Tzoro, so what did he do? He tied up the money. Shodru Lei Isari. And he sent him back a bundle of barley with it. As he didn't go buy the donkey, right? He told him, I can't buy the donkey. It's too hard for me to buy a Lubtikia. But I'm sending you back barley. What does barley mean? Lameima, to tell him, the nigre de chamra sari, that the way you make a donkey walk good is by feeding him barley. In other words, you want me to get you this lubia chamor, because you hold it so good, it's too much material for me to get it. But I'll give you an eitzah, how to make your chamorim good. Feed them barley, and they'll become nice and strong. That's the eitzah. So Drashi, Saru Shodle Sari, Saru Moisov, he tied up his money, Vishokhle Sarum, he sent him back barley. Bitsur Moisov, Lerotzlik Maisla Chamor, he didn't want to buy him the Chamor of Leishu, Rochami Bubble, it was far away, Malachati Shon, take him half a year to get there, Amina Bagazo. Vishi Waitza gave him another Waitza, Liknas Chamorim Koimai, buy a Hamisha donkey, the Achilano Sarum, and you'll feed it good barley, Tomid, Vinimsa Chamor, Taivamash Mashuba. That's an Aitza to keep your donkeys well and healthy, give them barley. Right. Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Machlipin Lefnei Rebbe, Shelzu Bezu Mal. As they asked the Shaila in front of Rebbe, what's going to be if they change around the different types of watches? This Pazola. If you change them around. Trashi Machlipin, Shilta Naka Biyasa. You put the Naka on the Biyasa, Vigomo Bechotim. You change it around. On the regular camel, you put the Chotim. And on the Naka, you put a Nafsir. Mal, Master Yuvi Yosser. Is it called a Master or not? His Mishnah says a Gomel only has a Nafsir, and a Naka, that's a wild one, a more strong one, has a Chaitim. That's a stronger one. Now, what about you changed around? The regular camel, you put the Chaitim. Like, it's a stronger Shmira, it doesn't need such a strong Shmira. Is that still called a Shmira, so it's Mutter? Or no, it's called a Masri. Too much, too heavy thing, is called a Masri already. That was the Shaila. Nakir biyaser zot gemara. If you put on the nakir on the wild one, an aser lo tiboyloch. Kivun le mintra bay masu heavy. If you put on the wild one, an aser, that's a small one, it doesn't even watch it. So that's pritis called a masu. It doesn't do the job. So you don't have a watcher here. It's time carrying it. He tiboyloch, where's the shiloh gomel? That's not such a wild camel, a regular camel. Bechotum. Is instead of putting a pusha after, you put a much stronger metal chotim in its nose you put. So here's a shaylamai. Kiva on this sagale biyasa, since you don't need such a strong one, it's not just to put a plain one. Masli, you put too much, it's a masli. Oy dilma, nitirusi yisterta loyam rina masliu. Since you could watch this way, no, it's more than you need. So that's not called a mas, that's also mutter. That's a shaylam. Omulafana Rebbe Shmog Rebbe Yasi. Kachomer Abba. This is what my father said. Arba behemois yoitzes piyaser. There are four animals that go out with an officer. Hasus, the hatered, v'hagomo v'yachamor. Only these things can go out with an nafsa, nothing else. Is lamute mai, what are you telling me there's something else I can't go out with? Lav lamute gomo b'chotim. It's come to tell me, you know, a camel could only go with an nafsa, with its type of a shmira. But it can't go with a chotim, that's the metal one, a bigger shmira. So you see, a netiru yiserto, since it's not a derech pekach, it's called a masri. And Allah, we hold it's also, we hold like this. Now the Gemara's matzcha, loy atay that's not pshatim, lemute nake biyasa, just means the other way. These four things go out with an asr, because they're watched with an asr. Mashenken a nake, a wild camel, that's not watched with this asr, so if you put it on him, since it's not a shmira, that's called a masri. Ve'enachanami, a regular camel, if you put a chotim, the metal one, stronger one, maybe you'll ride mute, you wouldn't have a riot. The Gemara b'mas nitzaton, in the midst of rice we learned, lubdikin, the gomel, a lubdika, that's the chamor comes from Lubya, the gomel, a regular camel, yoitz and biyasa. They both go out with an asa. Trashi, the lubdika, namim rinti rebei. The lubdika, this chamor, is also watched with an asa. The zint is a shmira for them, therefore it's mutta. So the Gemara ketanoi. One says, Ein chaya yoitze besoiger. A chaya cannot go out with a soiger. So Drashi, kitanoi, our shayla, machoiget tanoim is netirusi yiserto. If you have more of a shmira, something too strong on the animal, imasihu aloi, is it called a masi or not? Our shayla is a machoiget tanoim. One brisa says, Ein chaya, an animal can only go out yoitze besoiger. Drashi soiger kolor, shel chevel, type of a string, v'targin v'idnei v'soiger b'kerlim. Something if you like, you muzzle it. You put a string around its mouth. Chanan yoime yoitze besoiger. No, it's mutter, uv'chol dover mishtamer. And anything you can watch it with, it go out with. Is the Tanakhama says, though it's awesome. For the Gemara b'maya skin, what are we talking about the Tanakhama says it's awesome? Ilema b'chaya g'doylo, if a very big animal, a big chaya, mi sagale soiger is enough just to tie a string around it. Abad, that's not called a shmira. So of course everybody should be like osir. It's not a shmira. So you stand have rope around the behemoth, it's called the animals carrying the rope. V'yela b'chaya g'tana, we're talking about a small chaya. Of a zoi miloi sagale soiger, how could a Tanakhama say it's osir? Abad, a soiger is a very good shmira. You tie rope around its mouth, that watches it. So the Mora Elolav Chosol Iki Benayu. We're talking about a cat. The Shalva, you took the strong rope and you tie it around the cat's mouth. Tanakama Sovar Kivun Asagilah Bemisna Biyalma. Since you could have stam a little string, you didn't have to have such a big string, and you used the bigger one. Is Masihu? It's called a Masih. Since you used more of a material that you need, that's called a Masih. The Chanan Yisava, no. Kol Nitirusi Yiserta, even though you're using a heavier string that you didn't need, but since it still watches it, Lo Yamrina Masihu, it's not called a Masih. Sechur, this is a Machlokes Tanoim. Omer Avu Nebachia, Omer Shmuel, Halacha Kechananya. The Halacha is like Chananya Taka Osir. The Kol Nitirusi Yiserta, No, forget. Chanan is mekel here. Chanan yisava forget that it's mutim. Any shmira, even though it's more than you need, lo yamrina masli. So that's the way. Now, huna bachiyah or mashmul paskins like Chanan. Well, lalach we don't paskin like this. Lalach we hold tzosa. Levi bray the rafuna bachiyah, the rabba bar rafuna, heavy kozli beurcha. They are both walking together on the street. In the street, they took a walk, or they're riding on the chamor together. They didn't have their cars then. They used to have the donkeys. Is Kodmo Chamro de Levi Lechamro de Rabba Bar Ravuna. While they were going on the streets, Levi's Chamor went ahead of his Rebbe's Chamor. Is Cholish Dait Le Rabba Bar Ravuna. Ravuna Bar Ravuna got Chlishes Adas. So he felt very bad, started to bother him. So Drashi, Cholish Dait Le Rabba Ravuna, Shoye Godel. That here the Rebbe, Rabba Ravuna, was greater. Ukisava Shosim Midas. He thought Levi Midas made his Chamor go ahead, like to be a Bagaivner, to go in front of his Rebbe. So the Rebbe got angry at him. So tell you this, the Kasha, the Chur Mashma Shemechav de Medrochim. Here it's Mashma, even when you're walking in the street, there's an inyot to give cover to somebody greater than you. The Perikon of Nun the Gemara in Yuma, Nam Yermin, and Shloish Yishoy Malchim Maderich, Harav Biemsa. If you're walking three people together, there's a Seda, how you have to walk. The more Chosh of a person has to be in the middle. Godol Miyaminoi. Then the one, the two Tamidim, the better Talmud is on the right side of the Rebbe. The Kotim is Merle. Mashmi, even when you're walking in the street, there's an inyo giving cover to your Rebbe. The chaim that's seen of a malchiyah shoris, shabu waits lavrom, they gave him cover. that the expression shachlu masik dey mechadne lepesach a royal mezuzah, that you only have to give kavod, let your rebbe walk in first to the door when you go inside the house. But in the street, when you're walking, there's no window to give your rebbe kavod. You're allowed to go in front of your rebbe. And here in our Gemara Mashmud, there is an inyan to give kavod to your rebbe, even when you're walking in the street. But tiras rebbe natan poshet dosam kishen hochim bechaburachas. You start walking down the street and you happen to bump into your Rebbe. There's no inyan then to let your Rebbe walk first. If you're going two different places and you're walking, you're allowed to walk in front of your Rebbe. Mashenkin, here we're talking about the Kashochim bechabur achas, where you're taking a walk with your Rebbe. You're going together with him. Then avadim mechabdim mechol mokim. No matter where you're going, even on the street, when you're walking with your Rebbe, you have to give him covered. He has to be in the middle, and he should go a little bit in front of you, and not you in front of him. So here, when they're both going together, when the chamor and Levi's chamor went in front of his Rebbe feels very bad, like you're Bagaivanik now. So really, what was the maisa though? It wasn't Levi doing it midas atzmai. It was chamor got a little wild and went ahead. So Omar, Levi said, Eino le milsa, let me go say something now. Ki hechidi susev daite. I'll make my Rebbe feel good.